My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Good morning. Yes, we are going deep, deep, deep within the pages of Craigslist.
No, it's just one click out of the misconnections.
All right.
There they are.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Uh-huh. Pretty much how it works. All right, I'm going to start mine out, Will, because I've got a woman for a man, and it's almost like a high-speed chase happening here.
Where is this high-speed chase happening?
Northbound 75. Super safe. Around 3:30 p.m.-ish on 126. This was last week.
Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go. You were following me from just after Birch Run till the Saginaw Road exit. I would speed up. At one point, I was going 90. I think she's trying to get away from him, right?
You would
Is that
think,
what that means?
You would think that, like, hey, I'm going 90. Bye.
Yeah. And you kept up with me. Even pulled up next to me a few times.
Again, super safe.
Right. This is why I get nervous on the expressway. I waved at you. You smiled. I was in a Dodge Avenger. You were in a Mercury. Is that like your car, Will? Don't you have a Mercury?
I do have a Mercury, but yeah. I was nowhere near 75 on Thursday.
Okay. I'm sure you know the sticker I have on my back window.
Apparently, she has probably something big and offensive on her back window.
Maybe it was like baby on board or something.
That always makes me want to speed up
right?
And flirt with the girl in the car.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I got on my car, so, you know. All right. If not, you know what color my Avenger is. Email me. Would love to know why you decided to stalk me, LOL.
Okay.
I would have pulled off into the gas station you did, but I was running late, had to pick up my kids. And all the facts of life, what are you going to do? This little back and forth was fun on the... I'm making this part up now. This little back and forth was fun on the expressway, but I had to pick up my kids.
I would have loved to pulled into the gas station and had a great conversation with you, but I had to do adulting and pick up my kids.
And that could have gone really bad. Let's not just randomly meet somebody on the expressway and
pull over.
No more
love on 75, please.
No.
All right, well, here's a good one. This one's coming out of Bay City.
Okay.
Shelly from Bay City. It's a man for woman.
Okay.
This guy's 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into you at the pharmacy. We talked a little. You said you were with your uncle, so I didn't hit on you.
Uncles have a tendency to keep guys away, I guess.
Anyways, you said your last name was question mark.
Really? Why would she tell him her last name?
I have no idea. How'd you spell that? Apparently you have no idea how'd to spell anything. Well, he put how'd, H-O-W-D, so let's not give him too much credit for anything.
When did you spell it? Okay.
Anyways, I'd love to take you out. Those eyes of yours are literally amazing.
Ooh.
And that tattoo on your face is sexy, too.
What?
Gotta love a woman with a nice, you know what.
Tattoo. Wait, you're still going.
Happy smiley.
With a nice, you know, I don't want to know.
Hope you see this. Well, if she didn't see it, she heard it this morning. And that's how we bring people together.
Wow.
To know not to go to certain places anymore.
Yep. Well, you'd think a pharmacy would be safe. Just picking up your pills. But Andy, bring your uncle along for safekeeping.
Yep. Love that sexy face tattoo.
Wow.
It's probably why your uncle's buying your pharmaceuticals.
Oh, my goodness. You're in trouble for that one.
Throwing it out there.